Tony Pratt runs the Shoreline and Waterway Management section for Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, but he's also an accomplished nature photographer, and he spoke to beach chair scientists about how these two jobs intersect.
Nature works in interrelated ways. Things that happen here have a cause and effect downstream. It could be a biological component where you have a predator-prey relationship, you have a mouse population that swells and it ends up with a fox population that's really big because it's a good food source, and the mouse population is depleted and the fox population goes down. It's a food chain system. In the case of geologic processes, mine, it's coastal geomorphology. Sediment supply, waves constantly pounding on the shore. It's a system. Photography takes me right back into understanding a system. If I want to be a good photographer, I need to understand that system. I need to understand, in my case, system of light and moment. I mean, that's really what photography is all about, is finding the right moment in the right light. And if it's wildlife, I need to understand where the wildlife's going to be and when and how do I get them and what do I put in the right light. So it's bringing me back to sort of my field science days, if you will. With wildlife, with landscapes, it's always going to be a degree of luck. But you don't want to have 100% luck. You want to have about 50% luck and about 50% intelligence. So you go where the subject may be, whether it's a landscape or the wildlife, critter, whatever you want to shoot. You kind of go where it is. And you do your homework. You find out where things are likely to occur. No guarantee the deer are going to come out. No guarantee that the birds are going to be on the shore when you want. And so you go back and you go back and you go back and you make yourself be out there, which is what, in full circle, I love about it, is a guy like me who started off in college and right after college doing a lot of field science type stuff, got office bound, and my kids grew up. They graduated college out of state, and I now have a real good reason to get out of my desk at the end of the day and go shoot sunsets and sunrises and be out in nature and being participating again. So it's brought me kind of back to where my first love for science and management of natural areas originated, in the field.